Hey, it's Kristen. We're going to get into the episode in just 1 second, but I have a quick question for you. Can you relate to this? You've tried all kinds of diets and you've seen success, but not what you've been hoping for. Everyone around you has different opinions on nutrition. Some say carbs are bad, some say carbs are good. Other people tell you to count with colored containers, and some say to drink protein shakes at every meal. It's confusing and you don't know who to trust. Overall, you know something's not right with your body, but you can't nail it down. There are mood swings, there's bloating, there's anxiety, there's arthritis pain that flares up all the time and you can't figure it out. Every time you think you do, something changes. Are you ready to see long-term results with your health, but you're not sure where to start? Come sign up for my What's Your Body Telling You workshop, and we are going to uncover the real reason diets don't work for you and get to the root of your health issues using my best self method. If you are ready to stop being confused about what diet is best and gain a better understanding of your body, visit workshop.bestselfhealthcoaching.com or click the link in the show notes to sign up today and get access immediately. Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. We're going to talk about some fun stuff today. If you saw the title of this video, it is Bananas Aren't Evil. And there's a reason for this. And I promise we are going to get into why bananas aren't evil and why that's even a myth in this industry, I guess I should say. But we're going to talk about processed sugars today and regular sugar. So here's the thing. There is natural sugars and processed sugars. And in the nutrition industry, I think that the processed sugars are giving the natural sugars a bad name. Sugar is not necessarily a bad thing to consume. And I said it. And this is me, somebody who is one of the biggest sweet tooths in the family. Hands down, I get called out more often than not for eating all of the sugar. There is a French bakery near my office that I frequent quite often, and it is a lot of sugar. So I am sharing all of this insight with you as one of the biggest sweet tooths in the family and somebody who does absolutely love sugar. So take that with a grain of salt. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling all of us out. But sugar is not necessarily a bad thing. It's really how we consume it and the amount that we consume of it. And truly, it is the amount we consume of it. And I will state right now, all of the facts and information I have are specific to the American diet and research done in the United States. So if you are tuning in from another country, that information might be slightly skewed because different dietary needs and all of that. So keep that in mind too. Everything here is based on the standard American diet, also known as SAD. We aren't gonna go there today. Sugar, here's the reason that sugar is getting the reputation it is. Sugar gives our brain a quick hit. So when we consume sugar, we are sending signals up to our brain that we're happy. And that lasts maybe 30 minutes and then it crashes again. So then in turn, we want more sugar to give our brain that quick hit again. So then we begin this cycle of constantly wanting to eat more sugar to keep our brains happy, and then crashing, and then eating more sugar, and then crashing. And so we've really, specifically here in the United States, again, like I said, everything I'm talking about is based on American research, but we've really turned this cycle of eating like nonstop processed sugar. Sorry, I'm trying to think of the best way to say that. But we've really built this cycle up of eating all of these processed sugars because of the energy it gives us for this short period of time. Now, because of that, it is actually giving natural sugars a bad reputation. This is where we're going with things. So a lot of people have gone on these sugar detoxes or cutting out all sugar. And there's a website called I Quit Sugar. And this is actually, I think that's based out of Australia, but it was called iquitsugar.com. And it's a whole 6 week like sugar detox. And then you only eat natural sugars after that. But it's literally a detox because sugar is an addiction. So I think that is a myth that we need to cut all sugars out of our lives, but I do think that we need to pay more attention to processed sugars. So just to give you a quick insight on sugar and all of that, the average recommended sugar intake is 6 teaspoons a day. Now think about it. If you line up 6 teaspoons of sugar in a row, like that kind of sounds really gross, right? I mean, maybe that's just me. As a sweet tooth, it sounds gross to me to say, let's line up 6 teaspoons of sugar in a row. However, the average American actually consumes 24 teaspoons of sugar a day. Now think about that. Line up 24 teaspoons of sugar. That's what we consume in a day. This is where all of these myths about sugar is bad for you is coming from. It's not sugar itself, it's the amount we are consuming. So you might be going, I don't even eat sugary things. So here's the deal. 4 grams of sugar is 1 teaspoon of sugar. And just for quick reference, I checked the back of our Wonder Bread bag because we have a bag of white Wonder Bread upstairs in our bread box because peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are life around here. 2 slices of Wonder Bread have 5 grams of sugar in them together. That's more than 1 teaspoon of sugar. So sugar is coming from things that we are eating and not even realizing it. And this is white Wonder Bread, just to clarify. Like the most processed of processed breads you can buy. That's what I'm talking about. But so sugar's in things that we don't even realize it's in. It's in things like pizza sauce. It's in bread. It's in spaghetti sauces, it's in pretzels, it's in all kinds of things. So that's what's starting to give sugar a bad name. However, I think it's starting to translate more into all sugar is bad. And this is something that I see a lot in some of the more strict fitness categories on Instagram and other social media outlets, maybe some YouTubers and stuff. I started to see that bananas are evil. And that you should never eat bananas because they're too high in sugar. And I've actually heard this from people who coach with certain companies out there who have untrained people coaching other people have this big thing about why you should not eat bananas. And I think that is ridiculous. But there's this big myth that bananas are evil because they have so much sugar in them. Well, here's the thing. Bananas also have vitamin C, B6, potassium, zinc, magnesium, the list goes on. So yeah, sure, they have some natural sugars in them, but they also have all these other vitamins. Now look at that slice of Wonder Bread. That has processed sugar in it, but does it have vitamin C? Does it have B6? Does it have zinc? Does it have potassium? No. So this is where we're going with bananas are not evil. Bananas have some wonderful things in them. They just also happen to have a lot of sugar, and that's okay. So that's where I tend to come in with all of my beliefs around what we should eat, and that is finding balance. So added to the banana debate, carrots also sometimes get a bad reputation in some of these weird nutrition industry worlds because they are a fruit that is high in sugar. They're not bad for you. Carrots have a lot of vitamins too, but it's finding a balance. So if you are very concerned about sugar, it's finding eating like a handful of carrots and a handful of cucumbers, which has less sugar in it. Mix it up so you have both. Or it's eating cucumbers or celery with a banana. It's finding that balance if you're really concerned about sugar. And now, here's the thing. Should you be concerned about sugar? Absolutely. But
I don't think you should be as concerned about sugar in whole foods, such as carrots, bananas, cucumbers, etc. Same thing with like a watermelon. High in sugar. That's okay. I think it is important to know how much sugar you are eating in a day. And I think it's important to pay attention to where your sugar intake is coming from, because that all goes back to finding the right balance. If your sugar intake is coming from all whole foods, then okay. You're probably not in that same cycle of the hit to your brain and then you need more, because that sugar doesn't affect your brain the same way that a processed sugar would. Start looking at your labels. So here's how we can really, really, really dig into what's going on in our world of sugar. Like I mentioned, 4 grams of sugar is 1 teaspoon of sugar. The example I threw out was Wonder Bread, the wonderful peanut butter and jelly favorite. However, I encourage you to check the other labels in your house. Look at the bread you have. I mean, you might have a whole wheat something other bread that is high in sugar too, because they have to make that taste decent somehow, right? Look at things like pizza sauces. Look at things like the pretzels, the chips, the veggie straws you have. I know a lot of people will say veggie straws are healthy because it says veggie in the name. There's not much vegetable in them. My kids love them. I'm not going to turn them down, but there's a lot of sugar in them too. So start looking at your labels and start paying attention to what they say for the sugar, and start just writing it down. Just track it just for a day. Like, track how much sugar you're actually eating in a day, because you might be surprised at all of these hidden places that sugar is in. And again, I'm not talking about sugar in whole foods. I love bananas. Bananas are a staple in this household, and I don't think, unless you are somebody who literally cannot have that kind of sugar or that much sugar, or are diabetic or have medical conditions in that sense, then it's a different story. But if you are just a person who is in trying to improve their health, bananas are not evil. And I don't even think bananas are evil in the other case, but it's with everything else balanced in. So start tracking. You know, even if you want to track the fruit sugar intake you have too. You know, I know in our house in the summer, fruit is consumed all day long. Now, there is a limit on fruit in our house for some of our family members, because one of our kids cannot have a lot of fructose because his stomach doesn't like it. Again, different situation. If you are just trying to improve your health, eat away on the fruits, but keep track. You know, it's interesting to see, at least to me, how much is going on in a day. So when you flip the label over, look to where it says sugars. Write it down. And try maybe seeing if what your body does if you only eat natural sugars for a day. So if you focus on whole foods for one day and you cut out the things like the Wonder Breads and the pretzels, the chips and stuff like that, what happens if you cut those out for a day? Like, just see what happens. Like I said, there is a website called iquitsugar.com, and it is more intense. I think it's a paid program now, because whatever. But it was a journalist who literally quit sugar for 6 weeks and tracked what happened to her as she went through it. And now she's built a program and everything out of it. But she went as strict as like cutting out all fruits and vegetables that had high sugar content too. So, but one of the things she talked about is all of a sudden she had like withdrawal symptoms. Like, she had actual headaches from cutting out sugar, which is insane to me, but also shows you how much sugar can affect us. So tracking what kind of sugar you're eating, maybe trying a day of only eating natural sugars, or just track how sugar makes you feel for a day. Just see, you know, as you're reading the labels and you say, okay, so this is high in sugar, I'm gonna eat it anyways, but I'm gonna see how I feel afterwards. Write it down. You guys know I love a good food journal. Write it down. Say, I crashed 30 minutes later. Or, I needed more. I needed more. I ate this piece of chocolate and I needed another piece of chocolate. I needed another and another. And suddenly the whole bag was gone. Been there, done that. So you now have all the insight you needed on sugar. at least from a starting point. So take some time this week. Look at your sugar. Tell me what your thoughts are. Feel free to shoot me a message, email, DM, comment on the videos, whatever you feel most comfortable with. And let's chat, because I want to know what your thoughts are on